Ukraine becomes contested point in race for 2020 by Lisa Lehrer and Reed J. Epstein. Des Moines. Allegations that President Trump courted foreign interference from Ukraine to hurt his leading Democratic rival, Joseph R. Biden Jr., dominated presidential politics on Saturday as Mr. Biden demanded a House investigation of Mr. Trump's phone call with Ukraine's leader, as Mr. Trump lashed out denying wrongdoing without releasing a transcript of the call. With Mr. Trump seizing on a familiar defense, saying Democrats were undertaking a witch hunt against him, Mr. Biden called on the House of Representatives to begin a new investigation of whether the president sought the interference of a foreign government to bolster his reelection campaign. This appears to be an overwhelming abuse of power, Mr. Biden said during a campaign swing in Iowa. We have never seen anything like this from any president. Mr. Trump is said to have urged the Ukrainian president on a July 25 phone call to investigate Mr. Biden's son, Hunter Biden, who did business in Ukraine while his father was vice president. Mr. Trump's request is part of a secret whistleblower complaint in the intelligence community that is said to involve Mr. Trump making an unspecified commitment to a foreign leader, according to two people familiar with the complaint. The sharp accusations between Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden elevated the president's dealings with Ukraine as a potentially significant new issue in the presidential race and offered voters a preview of what is likely to be an extraordinary general election contest if Mr. Biden were to win the nomination. The controversy has focused on whether Mr. Trump manipulated foreign policy. A military aid package to Ukraine had been delayed at the time of the phone call to pressure the country's newly elected president, Volodymyr Zelensky, to take action to damage Mr. Biden's election bid. On Saturday, Mr. Trump sought to deflect attention from that question by accusing Mr. Biden of acting improperly as vice president in calling for the ouster of a Ukrainian prosecutor who had overseen an inquiry into corruption related to the oligarch whose company employed Hunter Biden. Mr. Trump described his conversation with Mr. Zelensky as perfectly fine and routine. Now that the Democrats and the fake news media have gone bust on every other of their witch hunt schemes, they're trying to start one just as ridiculous as the others, calling it the Ukraine witch hunt. Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter. He said that any effort to investigate him would fail, comparing it to the investigation by Robert S. Mueller III, the special counsel into his ties to Russia during the 2016 campaign.